Hi, Adal. How was the show?
Well, it was really fun. It was so interesting because Matt Balaker, first of all, is a comic. Mm. I did not know he was a comic. I thought he was just a friend of Carmen Morales's.
Oh, okay.
And then he goes, oh, no, I'm a comic. I've been doing it for 10 years. So I was like, oh, I am so sorry. And nice man.
You don't have to know everybody.
No, no. But as I said to him, I said, Carmen seems to have buried the lead. Anyway, but his dorkdom, he wrote this book right here. Greg Giraldo.
Oh.
A comedian. A comedian story. Yes. And he wrote that book, and he loves Greg Giraldo. This is the first dorkdom where I knew the person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Karen Kilgariff once dorked out about Sandra Bullock.
Oh, right.
I don't know Sandra Bullock.
Right, right. But it's a real person who's alive now.
Right. Ebony dorked out about Beyonce. I don't know Beyonce.
Right.
Greg Giraldo, I worked with 2 weeks, once in the late 90s, once in the early 2000s.
And so you knew him?
Yeah. Not well. I mean, we were not friends or anything.
Right.
The first week we worked together, we spent more time together because he was trying to get his act together.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to sober up and be a good guy and stuff.
Right.
And the second one, he had fallen off the wagon. I don't even know that he remembered me from the first week because it's hard to remember features.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's so
too many weeks.
Right, right. Everybody's working the road and there's a million people.
Right. You know, features tend to remember headliners a little bit more than headliners remembering features. So, but he was always very nice to me. And it was fascinating. At one point, I said to Matt Balaker, so we can just gossip about his family because you know things. Who was he married to? It felt weird. Like, I wouldn't do it if he were still alive or if we were just sitting around.
Presumably, they're still alive.
They are still alive. He was married to a woman named Marianne.
Okay.
She is a costume designer. I looked her up afterwards.
Oh, okay.
And she's a costume designer, still working. And they have three children. And the oldest will be about 10 right now.
Oh, my gosh. So yeah. Young children.
Oh, wait. No, it would have been 8 or 9 when he passed.
Oh, okay.
And so he's probably either somewhere between 15 and 20 now.
Got it.
So, yeah. So they were very young when he passed. And then, but it was fascinating to talk about his stand-up and sort of the unique voice that he was. And it went by so fast, Matt Balaker.
Well, that's good. That's always a good sign that it's a
good episode.
Super interesting episode.
We went 10 minutes over, too, because he started asking me about comedy.
Oh,
at certain points, there was a turn in a couple of points during the show where he was asking me about stand-up. And I was like, wait, who's interviewing? But one of the questions
was he a good interviewer?
Not bad, not bad. Okay. Looked very interested, and he could have his own Dork Forest. He could have his own podcast where he interviewed people.
All right,
he did a nice job. He was a great guy. Anyway, it's a really fun episode.